Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is BetQL Daily with the Joes. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Two balls and a strike. Caratini, center field, hit well. Ortega launches the air, fly out of here! It's a three-run walk-off homer! Victor Caratini sends him home happy!
Big pitch at 2-0. That is a home run. That is Julio Rodriguez. A two-run shot the Mariners have. A 4-0 lead. Hey now for Julio.
Yordan tries one. Deep right field. An explosion off his bat. Sets off the 4th of July celebration.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G alongside J-Rod, Jim Rodriguez, and Cody Decker's be with us today. We got a ton to talk about on this July 5th. Hope everyone out there had a great holiday weekend. We got to dive into the hot dog eating contest, some slips being paid back because of some nonsense there on the stage, a lot of NBA free agency stuff going on, and a big day of baseball yesterday. J-Rod, how you doing? How was your 4th?
It was good, man. It was fantastic with the family at the house, grilling, you know, having a good time by the pool. And at the end of the night was a little eventful. As we were going to bed, my neighbor's trash can caught on fire. So we had to like bust out the hose and put it out. But to quote Robert Duvall, there's nothing like the smell of burnt garbage can in the morning.
That is true. All right. So an eventful end of the night. For you, J-Rod. Yeah, it was a good July 4th. Hope everyone out there had a good time. We'll get to some kind of, you know, sad news in the sports betting world. The passing of Hammer and Hank Goldberg, who's a legend in our industry down there in Miami where you are. So we'll get there. We're going to bring David Bearman on later on from ESPN. He kind of gave him his start, and we'll talk about him and the, one of the OGs of the sports gambling space coming up in a little bit. We'll pay homage to him. But just yesterday, baseball-wise, almost every team played, J-Rod. Almost every team. It's weird.
How does that happen?
I don't get it.
I mean, again, that's Major League Baseball, again, finding a way to fail. How does everyone not play? Ridiculous.
It was crazy. Yeah, I mean, the Phillies, where I am right here. The Phillies in Philadelphia, no baseball game yesterday. But
Philadelphia.
It makes no sense. No Yankees, no Phillies yesterday. But I was bouncing around watching a little bit. Caratini with the walk-off there for the Brewers. How about Julio Rodriguez? I mean, rookie of the year. I think it's minus 220 the last time I looked. And it's for good reason. This kid is unbelievable, J-Rod.
There is no bigger fan of Julio Rodriguez than me. Because real quick story, his agent, his PR people reached out to me because his nickname is J-Rod Show. That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram. So they're trying to acquire it from me because he's J-Rod Show 44. So that's his uniform number. So they reached out to me. So I'm like, listen, I'm not, this is my image. This is who I am. So I'm waiting for that first contract. And I want to talk to Cody when he gets on about what should we do? Because, you know, so there's no bigger Julio Rodriguez fan than me right now. Go, J-Rod Show.
You're sitting on a gold mine right now.
It's like a prop swap, you know, bonanza that I'm waiting out here. I'm waiting for that first contract.
I saw a stat over the weekend. I forget exactly the numbers, but he's the first player in his first whatever games since Barry Bonds to have as many home runs, stolen bases as he does. I mean, he's off to a remarkable start. And the Mariners, J-Rod, are playing better. You know, I thought they could be good before the season. They won 90 last year, missed the playoffs by a game. I thought they could be in the mix to make the playoffs, and they struggled so much to start this year. But led by your guy, J-Rod, they're putting it together here. You look up this morning, they have won, what is it now? They've won 3 in a row, 7 out of 10. They're only 4 games out of a playoff spot. We got a half a season to go. They're in this thing.
And that, but that's what they do. And it's such consternation if you're a Seattle Mariner fan, because April and May, they're a disaster. They get off to these awful slow starts, kind of like the Miami Dolphins to equate it here. You know, they're the equivalent of going 1-3, 2-4, and then boom, they turn the calendar to June and July, and then they go on fire. Like you mentioned, they missed the playoff by one game. I mean, I think this is, they don't do this. If they fall short again, I think they're cleaning house. So I think everybody's playing for their jobs, and they're led by J-Rod Cho. It's great to see. It's great to see winning baseball in the Pacific Northwest. It's a great fan base up there.
Oh, you're right about that. So we'll get to a lot of baseball today after July 4th. We'll kind of look ahead here. Trade market coming up. I think it's actually, we might be 4 weeks from today, because it's not July 31st anymore. They bumped it to the middle of that next week. I think it's like August 2nd or 3rd. So we're It is weird. We're right about 4 weeks away from the MLB trade deadline. So we'll look at all that and where some of these players could go. But before we get to the NBA stuff here, J-Rod, so I didn't watch much of the hot dog contest, but I saw some of the highlights. Joey Chestnut, of course, he does what he does. But how about that scene yesterday where someone runs on the stage, look like a protester, I think, for animal rights, gets up there, you know, shows off some sort of sign. But then Chestnut, in the middle of eating, just tackles the guy. He does it all.
He put him like in a headlock, put him in a sleeper hold. I mean, and by the way, he went up there with Joey Chestnut went up there with crutches. He's got a busted tendon in his leg. So he's playing, he's eating hurt, puts a guy in a headlock, takes care of the protester, knocks down 63 hot dogs and wins the contest. I mean, talk about man of the year. I want to see anybody be able to do that. Anybody in any sport be able to handle their business. That's like saying, hang on, I'm going to take down this protester, and then I'm going to hit a walk-off home run. Get out of here. Joey Chestnut, man!
So I was reading the story this morning of how he got hurt. So he originally got hurt helping his friend chase his dog who got out. So he broke his leg, and then on the road to recovery, tore his Achilles on the same leg. This guy's a warrior, J-Rod. I mean, he's everywhere. And then he goes up there, and then a couple of the books yesterday gave back some of the over-under tickets on him, because there was a thought that, all right, that did delay him ever right. So slightly from – he still won. He always wins. But I think that's a good job by any book that gave those tickets back, because if you bet on him to go over, and then he's got – even if he's delayed a couple seconds, like, you know, he could down a couple hot dogs in a second here. So I thought it was a good job to give that money back.
Yeah, he had 76 hot dogs last year, 63 this year. How many hot dogs can you eat? We got into it. I hosted with Mark James yesterday.
Yeah.
How many hot dogs can you eat?
No, here's the question. Is it just a straight hot dog like you and I would eat, or are we talking about dipping it in the water type of thing?
You see, that's where Mark and I got into it, because I'm not a hot dog person. I'm not. I think I may be an over under 1.5. I like sausages, like kielbasas and the bratwurst and stuff like that. And I'm not a carb guy. I went on this carbless diet and I lost a ton of weight. And so I've trained myself. The thing that gets me is not the 63 hot dogs, 63 buns. Ugh, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. You know, maybe 9, 10, if I feel like I'm trying.
For a contest.
But the idea of 63 is just ridiculous. Cody Decker, how many hot dogs can you eat?
Gross. I don't understand everybody's fascination with them. It's mystery packaged together in what I can assume is a tube of intestines, and you basically have terrible condiments to throw on top of it. The fact that everybody puts together a hot dog thinking as though it is the culinary artistry of mankind. Honestly, everyone should just slap themselves in the face and eat a burger like a normal person.
But what if you got like a veal hot dog or like a Wagyu hot dog? Because those are available.
No, eat a burger like a human being or a steak. What do you listen? I'm more on the argument whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich thing, of which it is. And but at the end of the day, it's just not a very good one.
A hot dog's not really a sandwich, though.
It's wrapped in a thing. It's wrapped in the
meat product, wrapped in bread.
A thing. Do you see what we're doing now? We're starting the day by it's wrapped in a thing.
So you can say that there's no better description of a hot dog, sandwich, burger ever.
Is a taco a sandwich?
But a taco's wrapped in a thing.
It's wrapped in a thing.
But it's wrapped in a corn thing. It's a different thing. It's wrapped in a shell. That's different.
A flour taco? Flour shell? Instead of corn and flour?
Yeah, I think, this is the gray area that the hot dog sandwich people don't want to admit, that you could just say a taco's a sandwich too. Anything wrapped in anything.
Because then we'd be sitting around saying a bagel is a, say a taco is a wrap. See, that's brilliant. A taco is absolutely a wrap. It's just a fried wrap. Nailed it. Outside of that, a bread wrapped around meat, that's a sandwich. And every ounce of the form of culinary art.
What about a crepe? What's a crepe? Is that a wrap?
A crepe's not a sandwich. A crepe is not a pancake.
Crepe is kind of pancake-ish. It's very French-like pancake.
It's too thin to be a pancake.
Absolutely.
I just think you can't put a banana on a sandwich, right? So it can't be a sandwich. Bananas and sandwiches don't go.
A peanut butter sandwich, you could put a banana on there.
If you're Elvis, and look how it turned out for him.
You're right about that. All right, Cody, what'd you make yesterday of Joey Chestnut tackling a dude while he ate all those gross things that you said he ate?
I'm actually very impressed if he's able to do this while on crutches as well. Whether or not the crutches thing was real or not, I don't know. I think he kind of was kind of coming in to sandbag his competition and make everyone think, hey, this guy's on crutches. He can't eat 73 hot dogs. I loved every aspect of the mind game and then showing full well, no problem with the crutches. I'll tackle anybody while I'm eating 1,000 hot dogs. Impressive. An athlete of the form that I will never be able to achieve or ever achieve again. It's pretty impressive.
Anyone ever, any of the games you ever played, Cody, run on the field? You ever have those people like this guy who goes on the field? Did you ever consider tackling that person?
No, the guy was completely nude from the waist down. I didn't want any of his pieces or junk anywhere near me. It was an odd thing. I didn't run from him because he didn't get that close to me. But I would have rathered he'd come on the field with a knife.
You running away from a streaker on the field would have been an incredible viral video that I wish actually occurred. That would have been good.
It would have been brutal, but yeah, it would have been hilarious.
All right, NBA this weekend. A couple moves since last time I was on Friday. The Rudy Gobert thing went down. What'd you make of that? I'm sure you guys touched on it a little bit, J-Rod, yesterday. The Rudy Gobert thing, like, he's a good player. But all those first-round picks, I'm a little surprised that that's how high his value was. And now Minnesota's trying this whole, Twin Tower thing with him and Karl Anthony Towns. He's a good player, but I thought that was a big cost for the Timberwolves to pay to get him.
I think for Minnesota, what you're seeing is that the window to win is now. And I think as a player, as a fan base, I think you can appreciate that because, a long time ago I heard, prospects are cool, but parades are better. And I think that's what the Wolves are doing. And I think as an organization, I can appreciate that. Yeah, maybe we've mortgaged a little bit, but this is our window. This is our time in a very stacked Western Conference that I think they can make some damage. I applaud them for making that move.
Cody, what'd you think? I mean, I thought it was an overpay. Their title odds did drop from 80 to 40 to 1. So it's the market is saying they got a lot closer to winning a championship. I'm just not sure, paying that much for a center in the modern NBA is the way to do it.
At the end of the day, is it really going to move the needle forward? I mean, it got people excited, but at the end of the day, again, the Western Conference has got so much parity in it. You know, Phoenix isn't done, especially with their name linked to KD. You know, the Lakers aren't going to be done, even though whatever they're going to do is going to most likely be a disaster. You know, the Golden State Warriors aren't going anywhere. So this team has got quite a hill to climb, not to mention all the other teams that are in the Western Conference final that have also improved. You know, they still got to deal with Dallas. They still got to deal with Utah. They still got to deal with Denver. I mean, this is a team that's nowhere near championship quality as of right now, even with Rudy Gobert. So does it move the needle forward? Is it enough? Not really.
But what I think, maybe I've lived in Miami too long and I think bad about everything. But you know, this is going to sell jerseys. That's going to get that fan base excited. That's going to get people to come to the games. Rudy Gobert is still a lockdown defender. I think it may not win them a championship this year, but it's going to get that fan base excited, and it's going to get people over there.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. I mean, because there's a feeling now like they're going for it. There's a feeling that they're going to try to win. That Western Conference is stacked, though. I wonder what happens next. Yeah. And now we're waiting. We are waiting for the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. Guys, I wonder how long this is going to take. I saw some reports over the weekend that this thing could drag out a while. If you're the Nets, Cody, you have to get – you have to squeeze that lemon for anything you could get out of the Kevin Durant thing because he's screwing that franchise over. I would wait until I get the craziest big offer you're ever going to get. I mean, it's Kevin Durant. Like, I'm not trading him tomorrow just to do it. Like, I am. I would wait, and I think this could take a while. J-Rod, what do you think? We lost Cody a little
bit. Yeah, listen, Ned Colletti, who was the GM of the Dodgers, once told me, hey, the season doesn't start tomorrow. We can wait. We can wait. And I know that they're in a tough position because they are not – it's not a seller's market for them because Kevin Durant clearly doesn't want to be there. But he's clearly a Hall of Famer. He's one of the great NBA players of all time. So, yeah, they should wait it out. They should and listen, they've already paid him once to not play. So, at the end of the day, if they don't get what they want, fine. We'll keep paying you. And then at the end of the day, it's going to hurt Kevin Durant. So, I think it's a blinking contest. They're putting their – they're putting their fists on the table to see which one is bigger, I guess. But I love it. I mean, listen, I think Toronto's is a capable organization. They've got Kawhi Leonard, and my bet here is I would love Kevin Durant MVP futures. He's going to be motivated. I've seen it at +900. I'm going to take Kevin Durant to win the MVP.
You know what? We'll talk more about that, the future with Durant, where he could end up and how it reshapes the market. There's one team that I keep thinking about, and if you take them now, you get a pretty good odds of them to win the whole thing with Durant next year. That's coming up next. Joe G, Jim Rodriguez, J-Rod, the only J-Rod, at least I recognize on this show, and Cody Decker right here. BetQL Daily will come back. NBA odds for Durant's next team. That's next in the BetQL Network.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.